teachers and other certified professionals. And for the 2011-12 school year, the administration recommends a renewal of all these contracts, and all of the names are listed in the agenda packet after page 168.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Baskin. And for the record, the recorder was not on this. We are on agenda item 8A. The board, for the record, terminated the agenda item 7 executive session at 8:10 p.m. We are now on agenda item 8A, and Mr. Baskin has gone through the administration's recommendation on agenda item A. Is that correct, Mr. Baskin?
Yes, sir, it is.
All right. Do I have any comments from the board, or I hear a motion?
I make a motion that we approve the administration's recommendation for renewal of terms, continuing and probationary to term contracts as presented by administration.
I'll second
on that. Agenda item 8A. All right. There's a motion and a second. Do we have any discussion on this particular item? Hearing none. Tony?
Mrs. Casares?
Yes.
Mr. Coronado?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Searles?
Yes.
All right. That takes us to agenda item 8B.
Consider renewal of non-certified contracts for 2011-12 school year. Mr. Baskin.
Mr. Coronado, board members, Dr. Murphy, this is the second of the items, and this is to consider non-certified professionals contracts for the 2011-12 school year, and administration recommends approval of renewal of the non-certified contracts, and the names of the persons are listed in your board packet after page 179.
All right. Having heard administration's recommendation, does the board have any comments, or do I hear a motion?
Mr. Chair, I make a motion that we approve the administration's recommendations for the renewal of non-certified contracts for 2011-2012 as presented by administration.
All right.
I'll second that.
We have a motion and a second on agenda item 8B to renew non-certified contracts for, rather, non-certified personnel contracts for 2011-12 school year. And do I have any discussion or comments on this particular item? All right, hearing none, Tony, please poll the board.
Mrs. Casares?
Yes.
Mr. Coronado?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Searles?
Yes.
All right, item passes, agenda 8B. Next agenda item.
Item 8C, consider renewal or non-renewal of probationary contract teachers for another year of probationary contract status for the 2011-12 school year. Mr. Baskin.
Mr. Coronado, board members, Dr. Murphy, this is the third of the three agenda items. As to this agenda item, the administration recommends non-renewal of first-year probationary employees who are covered by Chapter 21 as being in the best interest of the district. There are 32 persons covered by this, and their names are listed after page 181 of the board packet.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Baskin. The fact that this agenda item reads teachers is not an issue, since no other employees are covered in the previous one. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. We have a motion, or rather, we have a recommendation from administration on agenda item 8C.
Just for clarification, by law, the word teacher is defined in the law to include all of those employees. I could read the definition to you, but we use that just as shorthand.
Through the chair.
Dr. Murphy.
Mr. Baskin, can you explain Chapter 21?
Yes. Chapter 21 is a provision of the Education Code that governs hiring professionals that are certified by TEA. And that's what we were talking about here, professionals that are certified by TEA. And that includes various categories of people, such as teachers, counselors, librarians, diagnosticians.
Nurses.
Forgot nurses. And that's what we're talking about here. By definition in the law, the word teacher means all of those persons because they are defined by law as a teacher for purposes of Chapter 21. And under Chapter 21, teachers, and these people have automatic renewal unless the board acts to non-renew. These are all first-year probationary employees. They're in their first year with the district. They are on probation. The board can choose to non-renew based simply upon what is in the best interest of the district or it can allow them to be renewed to go to a second year probation or on from there. The administration has recommended, at least as to this category of employees, first year Chapter 21 probationary employees, that in the best interest of the district, they not be renewed or be non-renewed. So a motion to non-renew would be to take the administration's recommendation.
All right. Having heard administration's recommendation, is there any comments from the board, or do I hear a motion?
Mr. Chair.
Mr. Rodriguez.
I make a motion to approve the administration's recommendation for non-renewal of first-year probationary Chapter 21 employee contract for 2011-2012 as presented in the best interest of the district, which includes 32 employees.
All right. I have a motion on the board, before the board. Do I hear a second on this motion?
I'll second.
All right, we have a motion and a second on agenda item 8C. Any further comments or discussion from the board? Anyone? Mr. Rodriguez.
Just looking at, what the state is going to be able to, or what they're not going to do, they're at the 5%, which is the lower minimum that they're projected, and looking at when they meet in 2 years, it's a critical decision for the district. I think we're all, it's for sure one of the toughest decisions I've made and going to make. But it's tough to see what happens, but we need to see what the state legislature does and what the community does to hopefully support some of these individuals so that way we could get them back on as employees, so that way we can further our education with our students that we currently have. It's just a tough position that the state has put us since their 2006 law, which holds us at that same level, not even adding the hold harmless. So it's a tough position, and it's just something we have to do for the long term of the district.
All right. Anybody else? Well, thank you, Mr. Rodriguez, but I certainly wouldn't put it as mild. I think this is a travesty. I think this is something that our legislature and our governor have put us in. I think it's deplorable that they do not put the education of our children first as a priority, even in these tough times. I think they're shirking their responsibility. This, the education of our children is a state responsibility. We as board members administrate the education of our children, but it's a state responsibility to provide for the funding and the resources necessary to educate our children. I think it's deplorable what the state has done to us, and basically what they've done is shirked their responsibility and said, we're going to let the local school districts, school boards, decide on their own whether they're going to raise taxes to be able to keep a lot of these employees. This is happening statewide. Luckily, this board has seen through foresight to go out for a tax rollback election in May. Within 1 month, we will be having an election. These employees that are on this particular agenda item that are being recommended for non-renewal, we want these people back. They are part of our long-term plan for the district, and we are going to welcome them back with open arms after May 14th, when this community passes the tax ratification election. And I think we're going to say something to our legislature and our governor and our leadership in this state that we here at Canutillo do not agree with the priority they've placed on education, that we are going to place it first. And I think I think we have to fire our state leadership that is doing this to all the school districts in the state. That's the first and foremost in anybody's mind, in any citizen's mind of this state, that we provide for the education of our children. And they're shirking that responsibility. if the state cuts their 5, 7, or 8, or 10 billion, a lot of teachers are going to lose their jobs. But the state's not going to save them as much money as they think they're going to save. Because these teachers are not going to be able to go out and get a job teaching at another district in this state. Every district in this state is looking at cutting positions. It's going to be very difficult for these teachers to get a job. So they're not going to be able to readily get another job. So what's going to happen is these teachers are going to be looking for other jobs. And most of them are not going to find them. They're going to be overqualified for some of these other jobs. And there are going to be very few jobs as it is in this economy. And what's going to happen is that a lot of these teachers are going to go on unemployment. And guess who's going to have to pay for that unemployment? The state is. Us, the rest of us that are employed. And the work is not going to diminish. It's not going to decrease. We're going to have more children coming in to our district, to all the districts in this state. We're going to have more students. We're not going to have less work. So all that the state is accomplishing is basically unemploying teachers when there's an increase in work for them, and we're still going to be paying them to sit around and not do anything. That's not a savings, and that's not an investment in the future of our educational process and in our children. I think it's a travesty. But I think in May, Canutillo is going to, this community, I think, is going to say otherwise. And we're going to welcome these teachers back. And this community needs to respond to the state that we here at Canutillo place education as a priority. That's what I have to say. Anybody else? With that, Tony, please pull the board.
Mrs. Casares?
Yes.
Mr. Coronado?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
No.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
No.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Strongs?
No.
What was the count, Tony?
4-3.
4-3.
4-3.
Motion passes.
Can we take a quick break? Through the chair, Larry, did we miss probationary teachers second and third year?
No, sir.
No.
We covered them?
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you very much. Can we take a break, Mr. Chair, for 5 minutes?
Yes, let's take a 5-minute break, please.
But my friend is the whole thing.
She had the 1-to-1 and the 2-to-3 on the same list, so I'm going to go back and clarify that we need another motion for 2-to-3 to renew. I'm sorry.
What was that?
I thought the 2-3 was mentioned.
I thought so too.
Because I did too.
That was it, and that's why Doc had asked.
That's why he asked me. The way she organized the list, like I confused.
In the first one, it's the probationary turning to term.
Oh,
so yeah. That's in the first.
That misled. I thought it was in there too. We should have combined the other ones.
And so we did.
It's real easy to fix because we're still. I just clarify the other motion to the.
What is it going to change?
And there, those are in page. Covered as 185.
Okay, we're back in open session. And we're on agenda item 8.
Cool, 8C.
8C.
Coronado and board members and Dr. Murphy. Dr. Murphy already pointed out that I overlooked one category of employees. The board's action previously on non-renewal following the first year probationary Chapter 21 employees. There is a group of second year probationary Chapter 21 employees that are listed on pages 185 and 186. The administration recommends renewal of those employees.
Mary, if I may, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Those are second and third probationary or just second?
Second year probationary going to third.
Okay. And so I make a motion that we approve the administration's recommendation of renewal of second-year probationary teachers going on their third Chapter 21 employee contracts for 2011-2012, presented by administration.
All right. There's a motion and a second on agenda item 8C to renew the second-year probationary Chapter 21 employees.
That's
correct,
Mr.
21. All right. As listed on pages 186.
185 and 186.
185 and 186. Do I hear any comments or discussion from the board? Hearing none, Tony?
Mrs. Cousins?
Yes.
Mr. Coronado?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs.
Searles? Yes.
All right. That'll take us back to going back to the regular agenda items. Tony?
Item 5 is the consent agenda to consider approval of board meeting minutes of March 8th and March 29th. Attendance financial and warrant list for March 1st through the 31st, 2011 in a total amount of $814,762.25. Budget amendments, acceptance of donations, second reading of update 89 TASB update, second reading of FDA local admissions, intra-district transfers, second reading of DIA local, employee welfare, freedom from discrimination, harassment and retaliation, purchase of chocolates for fundraiser for Garcia Elementary School from World's Finest Chocolate Company in the amount of $25,000, purchase of 28 iMac desktop computers for Kenfield High School in the amount of $66,536.18, utilizing the DIR Purchasing Cooperative Contract DIR SDD 891. Purchase of iPads and iPod Touch for special education in the amount of $49,344, utilizing the DIR Purchasing Cooperative Contract DIR SDD 891, purchase of forensic science supplies for career and technology education in the amount of $73,252.84, utilizing the TASB Biboard Purchasing Cooperative Contract 32809, purchase of agricultural science equipment for Kate in the amount of $23,259.50, utilizing the TASB Biboard Purchasing Cooperative Contract 32809, purchase of MIMO vote handsets for special education from Desert Communications in the amount of $25,994.70. Purchase of Achieve 3000 program for staff development in the amount of $40,540. Purchase of Kagan Academy as professional development in the amount of $24,720, utilizing RFP 1117. Purchase of iStation for reading intervention for at-risk students in the amount of $40,000. On item Q, administration wishes to withdraw this item for the renewal of Renaissance Learning subscriptions. And the final item on the consent agenda is second quarterly investment report for information only.
All right. Before I entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda, does any board member desire to have any of these items pulled for separate discussion?
Yes, sir. I have a correction.
That's what I was going to do. Go ahead.
I have a correction on item E. I believe this should be first reading. Second reading indicates that it's ready for adoption, and first reading went before the committee. And it has to go, as I understand it, it has to go before the board for two readings. And I also have just a clarification question. I don't want to pull the item off.
All right.
But on item P, I just want to ask Ms. Fierro, all of the other state when the training is going to take place.
I'm sorry, what's your question?
Item P.
Yes.
When is that training going to take place? I noticed that on the Kagan and the other ones, you had actual dates.
Pending approval, training would take place after the purchase. So we would bring iStation out to set up the training and move forward with that. The actual date has not been set yet, pending approval.
Would it be prior to the start of next school year?
This would actually be used in summer school, so it would be prior to the start of summer school. And we would want to try to implement it after tax this year to staff develop the teachers, use it in summer school, and hit the ground running day one next year with this intervention. Recall that the teachers, one of their requests was that we have staff development in May to be able to implement programs hitting the ground running at the beginning of the year, so that's what we're trying to do.
Thank you.
All right. Besides the correction that Patsy has pointed out to us on agenda item E for the consent agenda, would any other board member like any other item pull for separate discussion and voting?
If not,
Ms. Gonzalez?
I have a correction also to page 8. March 8, 2011 regular meeting. And you said board members present. My name is indicated there, and I wasn't here that day. And that's all I need.
That's the meeting of March 8th?
Yes, sir.
All right.
And then also call to order. I'm sorry. Yeah, and it's indicated there that I called to I wasn't going to be able to attend the meeting. So that's it, Mr. Corona.
All right.
Okay.
Those corrections to the minutes of March 8th will be made, that Ms. Gonzalez was not present for that meeting, and it, as a matter of fact, it's indicated on the call to order.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anybody have any other items they would like to pull or corrections they would make?
I'll make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
I'll second that.
We have a motion and a second to approve the consent agenda. with the corrections as made. Any? Tony?
I just wanted to say something. I'm glad to see that we're getting IMAX and we're getting diversified in our technology and starting that. Probably graphics.
Yeah, it is good to see that. All right.
Mr. Chair, I have one question, and
Ms. Searles.
I could just get a thumbs up or down from Ms. Hidalgo. I had called you today about the chocolates at Garcia. Did you, just a yes or no? Tonight's kind of a stress meeting.
I spoke with Ms. Maxson, who's the principal of Garcia, and she says the purchase isn't going to take place until September.
Very good. That's good enough for me. I was worried they'd melt over the summer. Thank you so much.
All right. Anybody else?
To the chair.
Dr. Murphy?
I just want to, on the Chief 3000, which is, I apologize,
and
letter N is in Nancy.
Yes.
That not only is staff development, but it is also reading intervention for students. Just want to make sure it's, that the board understands both staff development and reading intervention for students.
All right. Anybody else? All right. Tony?
Mrs. Casas?
Yes.
Mr. Coronado?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Searles?
Yes.
All right, last agenda item.
Item 6A, consider approval of first reading of EIC Local Academic Achievement Class Ranking.
All right. Ms. Fierro?
Yes.
As Ms. Pierre is coming up, I can tell you it's a very simple matter. It's more just an alignment of two documents that we need to do.
Board President, board members, Dr. Murphy. In December, TASB had approved our changes to EIA Local, where we were talking about grading and mastery of objective, and we also had outlined if a student were to transfer to our district, what the grade transfer would be. And when that was submitted and approved by TASB, they also had done somewhat of a, an analysis of other policies that it might impact, like a domino effect. And EIC Local was one of them, where the transfer grades were not the same, so we just had to align those. So we just really transferred the grades from EIA Local to the grades on EIC Local, so that we were in compliance with both of them.
All right. Anybody have any questions for Ms. Fierro?
Mr. Chair, I make a motion to approve the administration's presentation on EIC Local.
I'll second.
All right, we have a motion and a second to approve first reading of EIC Local for Academic Achievement Class Ranking. First reading. Any further discussion? Dr. Murphy. EIC, and it's 160.
EIC or EIA?
EIA.
It's EIA.
EIA is the old one. We just added it to show you why we have to change EIC. Because
it's presented by administration, like my motion.
Okay. Right.
Just want to make sure.
Is it
EIC or EIA?
It's EIC, right? The new one is EIC. The old one is EIA. We're matching it to the EIA, which was
So it is EIC.
It's EIC.
Right. Okay. All right. Any further discussion? Tony.
Mrs. Casas?
Yes.
Mr. Coronado?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Searles?
Yes.
All right, and that takes us to the last agenda item.
Adjournment.
By unanimous consent of the board, we are adjourned.
I want to compliment you.